What's up, everyone? My name is Ryan.
And this is Jim, and we're from Orphan Choir.
Take deep breath when passing the cemetery. Break every mirror we see. If it wasn't for bad luck, we just wouldn't have the day. If it wasn't for dead weight, our arms would be empty.
Hi, I'm Liam.
And I'm Tristan. We're
Molten Lava.
Molten Lava, yeah.
And you're listening to The Grind on punkradiocast.com.
Punk Radio Cast.
That's right, Orphan Choir and Molten Lava all on today's show, plus a whole bunch more. This is Volume 56 of The Grind on punkradiocast.com. Thanks for tuning in. How the hell are you guys doing today on this Friday, the 11th of September, 2009. I hope you're doing all right. Almost to the weekend. Some of you may already be in weekend mode. Myself, I'm so damn close, I can almost taste it. A lot of great stuff, as I say, in the show today. We're going to go back to our usual format of digging into the mailbox as well, and I'll be spinning some artists that you may or may not have heard of before, but I think that it's definitely something you guys should check out, and that's why I play them here for you on the show today. We have five from the mailbox bands, including True Believers, In Bear Country, Euthanasia, Voice of Addiction, and Abinaya. A lot of great stuff. We're gonna sort of filter that through our interviews today with Molten Lava and Orphan Choir. What we're going to do is get to two from the mailbox artists, and then we'll get into the Orphan Choir interview and play some music from them as well. And then we're going to hit the last remaining three from the mailbox artists in the show today. We're going to wrap it all up, my friends, with a big heaping dose of Molten Lava. And of course, you cannot have a Molten Lava show without hearing Shred Life. So that was the track that was just ending as I started talking. Here's an idea that I've been tossing around in my head for the last little while. Haven't really completely figured out the schematics on all of this yet, but I thought I'd run it past you guys, mention it on the show today, and see if we can get the ball rolling on this. The Grind. We don't really have a set intro song, and I'd like to change that. And I know a lot of the listeners of The Grind are involved in bands, and maybe when you guys are just fucking around, or you have something that from jamming that just doesn't fit anywhere else in your set, and you'd like to get some extra exposure for your band, come up with an intro song for The Grind here on punkradiocast.com. We're on the air every Friday, myspace.com/burnside780. I'm not sure what other kind of info you'd need. Looking for like a 30-second to no longer than like a minute intro song that we can play off the top of the show. Every show, you'll get your exposure. I'll mention your band, and if it's really awesome, I might play it again to end the show. So yeah, I just thought I'd toss that out there. No real deadline on that yet. We'll figure out some more of these details as we go along. But for now, I think it's time for me to stop talking off the top of the show and get going into the show. A lot of stuff here for you today. Let's get on with it. Volume 56 of The Grind on punkradiocast.com.
This is From the Mailbox.
And kicking it all off with some primo Colombian melodic hardcore, this is True Believers with Creer.
Estoy aquí.
his career from True Believers. And True Believers is a fairly new band. They've been together since about February of this year. Yes, that is a reference to a Bouncing Souls song in the name of the band. So far, these guys have recorded and released a few songs under Dave Contreras from The Definitive Measure on the label Impacted Records. And those are the two songs we're playing here today. The first one that we just did play, Creer. It translates from Espanol into Anglais as someone who believes or someone who thinks. And that's sort of the meaning behind the band itself. They have a vibe of positivity and encourage their audience just to enjoy the sweetness of the life experience in general. So we're going to get to another song from them. This next song is called A la Deriva, on the grind on punkradiocast.com. From True Believers. That is the last one we're playing from them today, but if you want to find out more about these guys, head over to their MySpace site, myspace.com/TrueBelieversCali, C-A-L-I, the end of True Believers, and find out where they're playing. They've got some shows coming up in the near future. Up next, we're going to another From the Mailbox band. That's a fairly recent band. These guys have been together, it's tough to say. I don't know, these guys all sort of know each other from previous bands that they've been in. We'll get into that in a little bit more. This is from Vancouver, aka Rain City, British Columbia, in Bear Country. We're going to play a track called Heaven and Hell.
The last thing that he said to me was,
A great track there from In Bear Country. That was Heaven and Hell. Now, if you're thinking you recognize the vocals on that track, you might be right. That's Stuart McKillop of Daggermouth and Aspirations. There's some great musical connections from the guys in Bear Country. Even a couple former Edmontonians. Blaine and Orie, the bassist and one of the guitarists, used to play in a band called Cowboy and the Prize Fighter in the Edmonton area. And speaking of Edmonton, In Bear Country is going to be in the Edmonton area. Starting the 17th of September, they'll be playing Nate with their friends, A Trophy Life. They're doing a tour with them, a little bit of a mini Edmonton area tour. And they're going to be there for 4 nights. I'm personally going to be there. The Grind's going to be there on the 19th. That's the Saturday at the Pawn Shop in Edmonton. It's an early show. Starts at 8:30. Over by 11, and if you get there before 10, it's all free, so you can spend that money on merch or beer or food or whatever you're doing. I'm gonna be there. You guys should be there. Trophy Life and In Bear Country. It's gonna be a great show. Then the next night, they're kicking around in Beaumont, just a few minutes south of Edmonton, and a couple dates in Vancouver as well, playing with Living with Lions on the 2nd of October. And then a big shindig on the 22nd in Vancouver. So check them out. We have a couple more songs for you, actually, and some more stuff that I'm going to mention about the band in between. Let's get to another song. This is In Bear Country with Sinkin' on the Grind. Volume 56 is From the Mailbox.
Bottle of the stick.
Bear Country with Sinking. Now, I should let you know that all of the songs you're hearing today on The Grind from In Bear Country were recorded by Stu at a studio in The Hive, and Stu also played with the drummer from In Bear Country, Christian, in a band called End This Week with Knives, and the guitarist Tyler, that I haven't mentioned yet, he plays in a band called Library. One last thing to mention about this band's pedigree, Blaine, the bassist, used to play in a band with Alan from Passenger Action and Graham from This Is a Standoff. That band was called 30 Nights of Violence. That's pretty much all the back history that I have on hand that I can give you about In Bear Country. Now I'm thinking you're going to want to catch these shows in Edmonton if you're in the area. We do have one more track from them. It's called New Music Sucks. And I was listening to the lyrics the other day again, and I was thinking, this really fits nicely with the conversation I was having on my Facebook wall with a few friends and fans of The Grind about bands like Broken Side and Stereos and 303 and I don't know, I'm sorry, but I don't think I will ever be into a band that heavily relies on auto-tune as a part of an effect in their music. I don't know, that's just me. I'm kind of retarded like that, but I don't listen to shitty music. That's why we have lots of great music here for you on The Grind. This is the last track from In Bear Country, New Music Sucks.
Of this generation is killing me so slowly, and I can't believe my ears. Knees mashing when you can't sing from a machine that she don't mind, as long as they're spoon fed. And right there with the fucking snakes, you and I will die. Record stores, there's no thrill in the hunt. I hope the next band you sport on your chest holds the meaning. Well, the cruel hunters have us cornered. We're drowning in fake reality. So keep chirping, chirping like a bird. And make your money from 14-year-old girls. Now is the time for some change. We need it more now than ever before. Airways control. Control by ones and zeros. Drum aside, even really.
Sucks. That was In Bear Country, calling it like it is. Find them on myspace.com/InBearCountry. That's where you can find them digitally. I recommend checking them out live. Great act to catch. Up next, we're going to get into the Orphan Choir interview segment. And the weekend following Warped Tour in Calgary was a very busy weekend musically. There was a lot of great stuff going on. We went with the Molten Lava Orphan Choir show ourselves on Saturday down at Dickens in downtown Calgary. I think we made the right choice. There was some definitely rocking out going on. Molten Lava even pulled out a cover of a Refused song, and I'm not gonna lie, I peed myself a little bit. I'm a big fan of Refused, and to hear the boys in Molten Lava rip a cover of that, good stuff. Orphan Choir really surprised me. I wasn't sure what to expect, but within the first few minutes of the first song, I was hooked. And actually, we got to catch up with, got to meet a guy that we conversed with over the internet. He runs a podcast show based out of Calgary. His name is McPherson. The show is called Saturday Morning Poke. He was down at the show as well, and we got to chat a little bit. If you're looking for another show to listen to, I highly recommend it. Plays lots of great punk and some garage rock and that kind of stuff. Just Google Saturday Morning Poke. Every Saturday you'll have something new to listen to, maybe once you're done listening to The Grind on Friday. Sounds like a good deal. So yeah, because we were in full effect with The Grind crew, I let Stacey do some interviewing, and I stood behind the camera and got some video of this as well. So look to the web, myspace.com/burnside780 and youtube.com/burnside780 in the very near future. I'm thinking I might just start working on the videos right now. So Molten Lava and Orphan Choir interview and performance footage hitting the web in the near future, if not already. And yeah, so we just we tackled that concert like that. Had a really great time. Let's get into a song from the Orphan Choir. This is off a brand new release from the Orphan Choir, self-titled. The song is called New Rituals.
Reporting on Punk Radio Cast on The Grind, and I'm standing here with two of the fellows from Orphan Choir. How's it going?
It's going awesome.
Really well.
Yeah. So you guys played a set with our friends in Molten Lava.
The
This is true. This is day two of roughly 2.5-3 week tour that we're doing with them.
Yeah.
And we're really excited.
Yeah.
And
yeah, it's got off to a really great start. It's been fun as shit.
Tell us a little bit about what Orphan Choir is all about for those who don't know.
We formed 2005 or 2006, and we'd all been in previous bands before. I was in quite a few kind of like louder bands, I guess you could say, like metal, hardcore kind of stuff. But I kind of found that when we were touring and just any time that we had a chance to listen to music, we weren't really listening to that kind of heavy music anymore. Mm-hmm. So with the next band, we kind of wanted to start something a little bit, it's not exactly quiet music, but just something a little bit more to our taste at the time. So we kind of went from there, and it was a little bit more kind of punk oriented with some country influence.
A little harmonica in there.
Yeah, a little bit.
Nice. A little chance. Like, everyone in the band, I think, is heavily influenced differently.
Yeah.
Everyone comes from a different scene and stuff, so we kind of just put all those things together. And that's kind of what it's all about, right? Like, as everyone gets their say when we write songs, and so you get a little bit of everything. You get a little bit of kind of rootsy country music, get a little punk, a little bit of, you know, a little bit of everything, a little bit of rock and roll, a little bit of 60s and this. So that's kind of what we're doing.
Post-hardcore, post-punk, like noisy indie kind of stuff. It's just, I guess we can name a lot of different subgenres, but I don't know, we draw from different things, and this is what we came up with.
A little bit of Sunny Day Real Estate.
Yeah, you said that earlier.
We're chatting, and
I get, you know, it's funny. Every single person says something different. Yeah. Someone told me Tom Waits once, which I thought was weird. But sometimes people say hot water music. Sometimes people. You're the first person to say Sunny Day Real Estate, but. I mean,
is that an honor?
It's not an honor. Yeah. I mean, it's a band I listened to a lot growing up, and I actually listened to them today in the van on the way into town.
But, yeah, they're all accurate. They're definitely.
Yeah.
Usually, when someone says a band that, or that can compare us to one, it's definitely someone usually that we draw from, but we're kind of like surprised or excited when it's. Not the obvious ones that people can pick up on it. So Sunny Day's definitely a good choice.
It's just cool when someone kind of picks up that little thing that we threw in there from
when
one of our.
When people get it, you know.
Yeah. That's what we're all about.
Yeah.
Coming from, you're back east, right?
Yeah. Windsor, Ontario.
Yeah. Pretty much as south in Canada as you can get before you're in the States.
Do you draw a lot of your influences from where you live and where you grew up from there? Or from making music in that town?
I would say definitely, yeah. I mean, it's a real...
A little bit, definitely. Like the Detroit scene that kind of like started that, like Stooges and MC5 and stuff. Like we definitely draw from that a little bit too. But there's a lot of things that were going on musically at the time. Like he played in a pretty straightforward pop punk band for a long time, and it's just like we all kind of knew each other from a scene that was kind of related and genres that were kind of related. So
a lot of it comes from being so close to Detroit, actually, because that's where we go to see shows, right? That's where we see the bands. So any local bands there, bands coming through there, that's what we got to see. And then the city itself, you know, I think influences the songs. It's like a working class town, working class music. It's just like where we come from, right?
It seeps into the lyrics and stuff too, maybe more recently than it has in the past, but it's like there are certain artists that are very distinct to a city. You think like Springsteen in Jersey or Avail in Richmond, and I definitely would love to be that band for Windsor and kind of like put.
Remember where you're from and who you are.
Yeah, you know, like you're singing in and of the city that you're from, you know. You're
kind of tell the story of the city, and then people get a chance that they can identify the city through you, right?
Especially our city, it's not in the best shape right now. It's the automotive capital of Canada, which at one time
we all know how that
was
going right now.
A great title to have, but right now it's kind of in the dumps. So you know, like it reflects, like,
I think
all of us have uncles that are, you know, directly affected by that.
Everyone has someone in the family. And when you drive around, you see it like every day, and like foreclosure notices on everyone's home. Like, I think consciously or subconsciously, it seeps into the music no matter what, because just something you see on a daily basis, it's something that's part of your life. And this a
you
city's
see
that part
feeling
of your life,
and you
right?
write about it, and then you want to sing about it.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. It's like when you're younger and you're like into punk and stuff, it's like it seems like you're trying to write anthems or something. And both of us, like, I'm 29, he's
32,
so it's like now I'd rather just tell stories that have
absolutely
a little bit more of like either a personal or political meaning, but it's like it's something a little bit more I don't know, sincere than just like trying to come up with a chant for everyone, you know.
It comes with experience, right? It's like now we're older and we have stories to tell, so we want to tell them. And I guess that story ends up being sometimes where you're from or where you came from or
like
what you grew up around.
You guys have received a little bit of buzz here in Calgary. So what do you think makes people want to come to an orphan choir show? What is the draw of you
guys? That's the question I was going to ask you.
Ah,
no, we've just played with and have befriended a lot of bands from this side of the country, and I think it's because of that, it's the word's kind of spreading. I don't know. I don't know what the draw is.
Amazing.
I hope.
we've been
so good.
We've just been fortunate with the people who've seen us and stuff and have been helping us out. And we did record an album out in Vancouver last
summer. Right. What's your album called?
It's going to be self-titled.
Yep.
It's our debut album, so we just went self-titled, and it'll be actually out this today.
Pretty much, yeah. The label should have copies this week, so.
Yeah, I was waiting for my demo copy, and it didn't arrive. So.
Well.
Pretty much by the time this is heard, you will have a promo copy.
Excellent. Yeah,
I can promise you that.
Yeah.
Excellent.
You can put some little background music in
right
between
in
between the cuts and stuff.
All you ever wanted was a little control. Someone to listen, something to hold. You never asked for pity, you wasn't crying wolf. We're all just singing by yourself. He hears you calling, he knows the money. Steal a text at work, broke only bread. Blood, rust, and iron, the golden gate. Maybe there's a safer place beneath the waves, beneath the waves. Maybe there's a safer place beneath the waves, beneath the waves. Look through the sky, thick red clouds of doubt. Can't shake this feeling, he paces back and forth. Strangers there when passing, he just threw them out. We're all just hanging by your breath. Hungry waters below, a skeletal friend. No time for fears, his choice is made. He steps to the red, still waters break. Maybe there's a safer place beneath the waves, beneath the waves. Maybe there's a safer place beneath the waves, beneath the waves. It's a long way down to the bottom of the bay. It's a long way down to the bottom of the bay. What takes more courage? Letting go or holding on? What creates more fear? Long nights on the break of dawn. Flat lines and dial tones sing the same damn song. We're all just singing by your breath. The pain does not drown, it just fits to show. Take root in those whose help be ignored. But they'll suffer through to reach out once more.
The Orphan Choir with Flat Lines and Dial Tones.
Bands that may not be in the Punk Radio Cast listeners' repertoire yet. Bands that you would recommend.
Oh, so many. There's a band from Toronto. There's a band from Toronto that we just did a tour with called Junior Battles, and I think they're amazing. There's an upcoming band from that area too called Wayfarer that do great stuff that I think is, I don't know, somewhat similar to us. And then like right in Windsor, like the city that we're from, there's endless bands that like we have very little in common with musically, but are just fantastic and people should check them out, whether they like punk or pretty much any kind of music. There's a new band called Cousins that is going to be fantastic, and The Locusts Have No King. What else from that area can you think of?
I don't know. We have some good friends in Montreal called Whiskey Trench that are pretty rad to listen to.
We've done quite a few split 7-inches too, so we fully endorse all the 7-inch split bands that we've done, like Unwelcome Guests from Buffalo, The Amistad from England. There's a band called Hijack Delta from Toronto that's amazing too.
Yeah, that band's really awesome.
Yeah, I think that's all. It's on the tip of my mind.
Yeah, I can phone you in some more later if that's all right.
Yeah. I'll expect a full email report by Tuesday.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll put that together for you. I'll get on that, and then I'll have my assistant fax it over to you.
Fantastic. Where can fans and new fans come and find you guys? MySpace? Website?
Yeah, definitely.
Yes. No, just MySpace. We don't have a website, but I mean, that's where you can find anything these days, right?
It's like
MySpace.com/OrphanChoir.
And what is your favorite song on your album that you like to play or listen to?
Mine is Gene Tierney.
Yeah.
It's my favorite song on the album, I think. I don't know.
I think mine's called New Rituals. It's the first song on the album, and it's just, like, kind of energetic. It's, no matter where it is in the set, I always kind of get excited to play it. So, yeah, that's probably my favorite. And lyrically, too. I write most of the lyrics, and it's, like, when I put a lot of work into a song, I have that much more connection to it, and I, like, enjoy performing it more. Right. Whereas if the lyrics are kind of rushed, you don't feel as much of a connection to it. So that one definitely I relate to a lot.
Do you find it's different playing music now compared to, say, a couple of years ago when, the song meant something more to you then than it did now? Do you find there's a little bit of a difference that way playing it, or just play it and just...
Kind of.
I think as much feelings that used to, or more feelings?
Well, I think songs in themselves kind of develop a life of their own sometimes. And, like, we're playing some songs now that, you know, we wrote when we were just forming. And, like, he wasn't even in the band yet. And it's, you know, sometimes they'll sit on the back burner for a while. And then, like, something will just make it relevant in your mind again. And
yeah. I think this band, too, is kind of still in its infancy. So, like, a lot of the songs are still like still relatively fresh, and they all get mixed around in the set list. There isn't like really a ton of songs that we just kind of totally washed out because we're totally over it. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that'll come in time, but right now we still like a good chunk of them.
Dream tour for you guys. Who would you love to play with?
I would do anything involved with Elvis Costello. That's my own personal thing because I think he's the greatest person ever. But I'm sure it's different for everybody in the band.
Yeah, there's so many bands. There's even some that we wouldn't be that close of a match with, but it's like I'd love to open for Billy Bragg. Like I'd love to play a show with Lucero.
Yeah.
Anything related to the Hot Water Music group of bands like The Draft, Chuck Reagan, etc. Yeah.
I think someone just threw a cigarette at your mic cable and it might
they
melt
missed.
It in half.
Got it.
We're safe.
Nice.
We're now safe from the inferno.
It's been a pleasure, gentlemen.
Cool, thank you.
Thank you. We chose the path, we shot the blast. It's better than exhales and holding your tongue. We're flatly flat, you cannot be hurt. Caught in a free fall away from the sun. Our sacrifice would not suffice. Or the fun I don't think we're incapable of. The anger subsides. Brief regret flies. A vision returns to downcast eyes. We bear a little mark. A blasphemous star. I can't give to you what I don't have left in me. Faithless hymns fly from mouth to a priceless praise. False and torn, so faithless hymns fly
from mouth to a priceless place. Falls from torn throats. We chose the path with shots of glass. It's better than eggshells and holding your tongue. We're flatly spread that cannot be heard. Caught in a free fall away from the sun. The anger subsides. Brief regret flies. A vision returns to downcast eyes. You bear a bill mark, a blasphemous star. I can't give to you what I don't have left in me. Faithless hymns fly from mouth to priceless praise. Falls from torn throat. Faithless hymns fly from mouth to priceless praise. Falls from torn throat. Mouth sacrifice would not suffice. A spotlight on things we're incapable of. Verdict was heard where blood touches dead. Banished from paradise, told us to run. If we're condemned to wander and we'll gladly kill again and again. If we're condemned to wander and we'll gladly kill again and again. If our reward is wandering, we'll gladly kill again and again.
One last track there from the Orphan Choir. That was Parable. Now, we're going to head back to the From the Mailbox artists that we haven't heard from yet. We've got three great artists coming your way right now. Let's go to Brantford, Ontario for our next artist. This is Euthanasia with a song called The Deadline on The Grind, Volume 56 on punkradiocast.com. great track there. That was The Deadline, five-piece progressive punk rock coming from Ontario, Euthanasia. Find them online, euthanasia.ca. That's Y-O-U-T-H-I-N-A-S-I-A. Or myspace.com/euthanasia. Search them on Facebook, too. They've got a great group up there. Lots of fans connected there. Couple more songs for you. Let's get into another one from these dudes. This is Mr. Blisters. With Mr. Blisters. All of these tracks we're playing from Euthanasia are coming off of a 6-song EP that came out as a predecessor to a 2009 album. I'm not too sure if that album is out yet or not, but Euthanasia had a little bit of a hiatus, did some soul searching, found some new members, got some stuff in order, and now they're coming back in full strength. So keep an eye on these guys. We've got one more track from them, Euthanasia. This song is called Watches. On the Grind, volume 56 on punkradiocast.com.
Contradictive right, and none of our watches can turn back time. simply stuck.
Unfortunately, that's where my file of this song cuts off, but we're going to get into our next band. This is Voice of Addiction from Chicago, Illinois. Some punk rock ska for you. The song called Right Now. Man, I'm really getting into this band. This is Voice of Addiction. The song we heard right there was Right Now. Now, these guys are playing almost right now. They are playing tonight in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and they have a whole bunch more shows. Check out their MySpace page, myspace.com/voiceofaddiction. That's not where it ends for these guys on the web, though. Voiceofaddiction.com, or search Voice of Addiction on Facebook. You can find out more great stuff from this band. We do have two more songs from them. Let's get to another one here on The Grind. This is called The Walls.
Well, we dropped all these army bombs, paid down to this bottle horse.
Keep falling as you please. Keep the enemy out.
The Walls from Voice of Addiction. We've got one more song from Voice of Addiction. All of these songs are off of their brand new release entitled Re-Evolution. The song is called Broken Homes and Broken Bones.
Thank you. And what you buy is a souvenir. Le bois du bas, les feux immenses, les forêts vives comme la transe qui t'invite tout ton désir. Et qui es-tu pour refuser? Et qui es-tu pour résister? Et qui es-tu pour exister? Tu es un homme libre. J'ai vu des êtres qui dansaient sur des peut-être et finissaient sans partir. Bien comme on laisse un peu de sang, bien comme on refuse de se rendre, le combat s'élance aujourd'hui. Mais qui es-tu pour refuser? Et qui es-tu pour résister? Mais qui es-tu pour exister? Tu es un homme libre.
To tell you, but that last song was in French. That was a French band by the name of Abenaya with a song called Le Homme Libre, and really digging the tribal feel of this band. Lots of heavy riffage a la Zakk Wylde, and just overall great sounding stuff. I can't say that I completely understand a lot of the lyrics, but I'm still digging it. We've got two more songs from these guys, Abenaya. Let's get into another one. This is La Charge de Police.
We'll be right back.
was The Police. That was Abanaya. Some great French metal, in my opinion. Find them online, myspace.com/Abanaya music page. That's A-B-I-N-A-Y-A music page. We've got one more track from them. All of these tracks are coming off of their 2009 release. Came out in March. The album is called Core. If you search that online, you will find it quite easily. Let's get into this last song. This is Enfant de Orient on the Grinds from the Mailbox edition of Volume 56.
Yeah. To have your music featured on The Grind on Punk Radio Cast, hit up the MySpace page at myspace.com/burnside780 or drop a line at thegrindprc@gmail.com.
Here we go into the Molten Lava interview segment off of an album entitled Sevens and Nines. This is The Demeaning, Molten Lava on The Grind.
PunkRadioCast.com, and tonight I am hanging down at Dickens Pub with the guys from Molten Lava. How's it going?
Great. Excellent.
Good.
How was your set? Killed it tonight. How did you guys feel about it?
It was good. I think I made fun of the roller derby girls. I don't think they liked that too much, but
I don't know, man. It sounded pretty good to me.
Yeah, we got a creeper. Yeah.
This guy plays tambourine.
I think we've been
thinking about kicking him out.
I was right on beat with the kick pedal the entire night, and I don't know why they're going to kick me out. I mean, that's kind of rude.
Tambourine players are usually the prima donnas of the band.
That's true.
Right.
But really, I mean, they hold the crowd.
He's getting all the chicks.
He's getting all your pride, you guys. Jeez.
He also touches my ass too much.
So the last time we talked to you guys was back probably in about the end of February of this year, 2009, and you guys were touring with Passenger Action, mm-hmm. and it was, I believe, your last date on tour, and you were just ready to just take it easy, right?
So, yeah, absolutely.
What have you guys been up to since?
Well, when we got back, Liam moved back to the coast, and I just...
Vancouver coast.
That Vancouver would be. Coast,
yes.
Yeah.
And, Sunshine coast.
They stole our weather, by the way.
Debatable. We had it coming. I've been watching a lot of movies with my mom.
Yeah. I've just been stacking that cheddar. And I don't know, working, jamming. Yeah. And it was nice to see him again, that's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this is your second stop, I believe?
Yeah. Second stop.
Yeah. So how many dates do you guys have lined up right now?
I think about 10 more. 10 or 9 or 10 more.
Yeah.
With Orphan Choir?
With the Orphan Choir from Windsor, Ontario.
Nice guys?
Brilliant
super nice guys.
Guys.
Yeah. As soon as I heard their band, I knew they'd be super nice guys.
We have some bar stars across the street, so we can totally delete that. Nice one-finger salute from Chris McBurney.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, ladies. Yes. No, yes. We'll be at the hotel later, partying and trashing stuff.
Speaking of hotel rooms, there's a movie.
Yeah. It's like sort of a little mini video blog you guys did back with Past Interaction and you guys, Molten Lava.
That's basically what happens.
I'm waiting for the To Be Continued part. I mean,
we don't know how it's going to end yet.
Yeah, we're still in the writing phase.
Can Chris and I become involved in that somehow?
Definitely. Yeah, you can be Clay. And Chris can be Alan.
Yeah.
We're going to kind of work the hair a little bit.
Yeah. No, it was just a fun little thing. It's basically what happens when you get bored on tour and you have a video camera.
And a day off.
It's so much fun to watch.
Yeah, and it seems to happen like that all the time. They just don't get finished. I don't know. But yeah, it's fun. I don't know. It's fun hanging out with those guys and making movies. And there's actually another one we did on the Small Man Tour one time, and it's just, it's epic. But it's the same thing.
It's like,
yeah.
Speaking of which, how has Small Man treated you so far?
Pretty good?
They haven't at all.
We're not actually.
Yeah. What about Harvest Records? How's that?
Harvest King Records has been wonderful to us.
There we go.
They're good.
They put out a run of our album on vinyl, and we cleaned it out.
Molten Lava.
The breakthrough EP from Molten Lava. And I think we have tentative plans to put out an EP in the near future from them as well. So
they're good. They're good dudes. They work hard, and it's Regina scene is. Mm-hmm. Really tight-knit, and a lot of people that really love the music and
have talent, but they don't know how to get their stuff out there.
So
that's Justin Ludwig
and Dylan Williams.
Justin's in a band with his brother.
Yes, he's in two bands with his brother.
Yeah. Yes, that's right.
Hammer Foo and Klein's 96.
Yes.
Do you guys think that everyone at Punk Radio Cast should check those guys out, or what?
Everyone.
Yeah, everyone. Yeah. Everyone should. Yeah. And can
Me
I?
Me too.
Can I name drop another Regina band that everyone should drop up?
You want.
A band called Orbital Express from Regina.
Yeah.
That is the best band in Regina right now.
Yep. Space Station Fornication.
Space Station Fornication. Oh, yeah. They just actually opened up for Clutch and they're awesome.
My heart is still bleeding from missing that concert.
Oh yeah. Me too.
Thanks a lot.
No, they're great. And there's a lot of good Regina talent. I don't know. It gets pretty cold and boring there, so a lot of people have a lot of time to
say
great music. Yeah.
An EP we have recorded and just kind of finishing up and mixing, so that'll be coming out, and hopefully more tours to come.
I want to go east again.
How far east do you want to go?
Well, I've heard of this thing you can do in Toronto where they set you up in Toronto and you just travel around to the greater area and play. Like, you can do like 2 weeks out there, and it's all like 2 hour drives or whatever. So
not just that though, we want to do more than that.
Yeah, more than that, but that would be, I've always thought that would be fun.
We want to do Rimouski again.
Yeah, we want to definitely play in Rimouski again. We got another, when we get back from tour, we got another show in Regina. Liam's going to go home again. And I'd really like to make my way out there and hang out with him for a while and write some new tunes.
Have you been to Vancouver before?
Yeah, I've been out there before. I've actually been to Gibson's on the Sunshine Coast there before.
Nice.
And
Home of the Beachcombers.
Home of the Beachcombers.
Nice. I remember.
Yeah.
I remember.
This is Murdoch or
Relic.
Relic. Yeah.
Yeah.
I work.
Did you ever call him Relish when you were really little?
I don't know, man. I was really little.
I did. I used to call him Relish.
It's an honest mistake for a child.
Yeah. Well, what do you do? Are there any side projects in the works for either of you gentlemen?
No.
No, you are.
Shut up. Dick face. Side projects. No. I think,
No. No. I haven't been playing.
This is going to be a no for now. Thanks. We'll be giving you an update.
Tristan, you're filling in, or not filling in.
Taking the place of.
Have we touched on that already?
Yeah. No, yeah. I guess that has to do with side projects. Kind of, I guess. A little
okay.
bit.
Okay, you can tell us.
Yeah, it's. Yeah, they asked me.
Do you know
me
about this?
I know.
Yeah.
He's going to cry on my shoulder tonight. I know it.
We talked about it.
Okay. We had to talk about it, and he's okay with it. Yeah, I jammed with them once, and it went really good. It's crazy being in a band with the Choke guys.
Lots of fun.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's crazy. I'm excited to play with them more.
Where can new fans find you guys? On MySpace or on a website? Or?
Yeah, MySpace or...
MySpace.com/MoltenLavaMusic.
You guys have to see these guys live. They seriously shred. They're amazing. You have to see them live.
last track from Molten Lava was Shred and Butter. Now we've got one more track I want to play for you here from Molten Lava before we shut the show down completely, but this is pretty much it. Stay tuned next week on The Grinds Volume 57 on punkradiocast.com next Friday, 1 p.m. Mountain, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 9 p.m. Central European Standard, or just find it online, myspace.com/burnside780. We can stream or download past shows up there, and check out all the videos that we have up there as well. Anyways, Hot Blood Bombers on the show next week. Interview with Stacey Steele and a whole bunch of music from them. We do have a whole whack load of From the Mailbox bands that we didn't get to in today's show, so stay tuned for that. Some new great music from great bands on the grind. Let's get into that last track from Molten Lava. This one gives me a little bit of a Les Claypool Primus vibe to it. I really like it. Molten Lava with Hot Liquid Mammal. Catch you guys next week.